There's a medrash. It doesn't have the name of the medrash here. This is a psikt, I think. That's right. It says Kirenes Hahalel, Vipnei Shekosuv Kel Hashem Vayor Lonu. It's referring to Purim, to Hanukkah, that we read Hallel because of the posik that we say in Hallel, Kel Hashem. Hashem is Vayor Lonu, and He enlightens us. It's light to us, and since it's a celebration of light, the menorah, the neiros, and memela, this posuk applies, and that's why we say it. That's the remez to say Hallel on Hanukkah. Veloma ain't koren bepurim. Why don't we say Hallel on Purim? Because kosuv laashmid v'largo laabed. As called Chel Am or Medina Tzorim Oysom, whatever Mamish. That's the worst of the worst. Our whole lives, our whole existence was it the Lashmid Laurul Abed. But there's a reason. Ve'en Kairin Ela Al Mapolosa Shel Malchus, or Malchus Achashverosh Hoyso Kayemis. Hallel, we can't say only on the Mapol of a Malchus. The Malchus is finished, and we're free of the Melech altogether. So then we could say Hallel. Since Achashverosh, his Malchus still existed, there's no Hallel. Lochein ein Koirin. Therefore, we don't say Hallel. Avol b'Malchus shel Yovon, but on the Malchus of Yovon and Chanukah, Shekila oisa Kodesh Boruch Hu, and Kodesh Boruch Hu ended that Malchus completely. Shechila knows them himnoin v'shevach. They began to say this Shevach v'oimrim. What is the Hallel? What are we saying? L'sheover hayino avodim v'paroi. Avodim leYovan, we were avodim leParo. We got free. Avodim leYovan, we're also free. But Achshav avodim shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu onu Hallelu Avdei Hashem. Now we can take a say Hallel, say Hallelu Avdei Hashem, as it says in the beginning of the Hallel, because we are now free. If you think about it, it's a little bit interesting. After the Ness of Purim, Mordechai and Esther were elevated. Achashverosh turned everything over to them. They had freedom. They had all the gzeiros were bottle. I think from before they already had permission to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. I don't know how exactly that fits in time wise. I assume so. That was before. And Lamaisa, the matzav was v'napuchu from the worst of lahashmid l'arugul abed to now to a great measure of freedom. There was one chisoron. Malchus Achashverosh Hoyso Kayemis. Achashverosh was still the king. Mordechai Esther now became what Haman was in a sense. He gave base Haman. He gave to them. They brought about the bittle of all the gzeiros. They were free to observe the mitzvahs. They were heroes. Abul Maisa, there's a melech. We can't say Hallel. That's not Avdei Hashem. Avdei Hashem, they were able to keep the mitzvahs, they were able to learn, they were able to continue doing everything, and their lives were saved. No, there's something lacking there because there's still a melech, there's still a malchus. There's some ever so slight compromise on my the ultimate avdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can't say, that's not Avdei Hashem. By Hanukkah, when they mamish destroyed the Malchus of Yovan, they chased them out of Eretz Yisrael, they were finished. So he says, V'achshav, now we're avodim l'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kol zman, there's something there, there's anything that seems to control us, that has some type of controlling influence on us. It's very hard to really feel that I'm at Eved Hashem. It's very difficult. That's why people that have addictive problems, it's hard to be an Eved Hashem. And that's why addictions compromise. You know, people now are having Chmor Litzlan, we shouldn't know about it, but the people are having problems with, a lot of people with Shmira Shabbos because they became addicted to their phones. And many people, even who the addiction of smoking, that they were able to manage 6 days a week. But the phone, for some people, is such an addiction. It's worse than smoking. If you look at it, people hold their phones all day long. They're on it all day long, every minute of the day. Most people don't smoke every minute of the day. So I guess it's even a stronger addiction. And that takes over. And I can't feel that sense of avdus to Hashem if there's anything else that controls me. Some say that that's a svara why a person is not allowed to be in an army, because the rules of army are like a rule of malchus, that the army is ultimately responsible for what you do. You are obligated to follow every directive. They'll tell you how to dress, they'll tell you when to get up, they'll tell you what to do, and it compromises that. To be an Eved Hashem, a person has to be free from any other malchus, from any other oil. So that's the in terms of the halil. But what are we saying the halil for? So here there's a tosefta in Soita. It says on Vov on the bottom here. Yochanan Kohen Gadol shoma dover mebeis kodesh hakodoshim. He was in the kodesh hakodoshim, and the Minchas Bikurim and Meforish on the Tosefta says that this was on Yom Kippur. He was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lifnai V'Lifnim on Yom Kippur. Nitzchin Talyo De'ozle La'agcho Krovo Banti Yoiches. The young people that went to fight the battle with Antiochus, they were successful. They beat Antiochus. They destroyed him. He says here what happened. Liloch Mishom Bas called the Nitzchu Be'oiso Shoh. They were Menatzeach Antiochus. Okay. Yeah. So that's what they heard. That's what he heard, this Baskel. Vikosvu oiso shor v'oiso hayoim v'kivnu, and that they wrote down, this is the day, this is a special day that the Yeshua has come to Klal Yisrael. V'oiso shor oiso shenitzchu. And it was at this moment that he heard this baskol that said this is the moment they were menatzeach, and that he explains was on Yom Kippur. That's why he heard it mikodesh kodoshim. He was in the kodesh hakodoshim and he heard the baskol. So on Yom Kippur, it seems Antiochus was finished. They won the war. That was the culmination of all their tzoras. And I guess once they beat Antiochus, they chased them out and everything happened. And then Klal Yisrael. Torah survived, mitzvah survived, as Ramban says, that Torah and mitzvahs otherwise, if not for their victory, wouldn't have survived. Of course, it had to survive anyway, but Lamaisa, they were the agents, and this really happened on Yom Kippur. But it seems that, obviously, we're not celebrating this on Yom Kippur, and we're not saying Halil on Yom Kippur, and the Halil seems to be for what happened. You know, Antiochus was finished, now we're Avodim LaKodesh Baruch Hu, and so this is the reason to say Halil. But the Halil was only instituted on Chof Hei Kislev. And we mentioned Shabbos, the Rambam says that Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Chaviva Himoid V'tzorech Odom Lizorebo Kedei Lodiya Hanes. This person has to be careful to be Zoya Ner Chanukah to do Persuni Niso. And to add an appreciation, more appreciation for the Nisim, and I assume the Nisim means the Nisim of the survival, the destroying Antiochus, and the ness of this small Rabbi Miad Me'atim, and so forth. So just pointing out that if this, the Rambam and this Psikta can be put together, the Rambam and the Tosefta, L'Choira, I don't know if the Rambam had the Tosefta, I don't know, but L'Choira, that it seems that in order to appreciate this nest that took place, it took place on Yom Kippur, but and that was the moment of the Nitzochin, but Chazal, B'mesak in Chanukah, on the Maisa HaMenorah. And the Maisa HaMenorah, the Rambam seems to say, is to be Mefarsim the Nes, and to be give Shevach V'Hoidoa on the other Nisim. So we pointed out that it seems that you have to appreciate what it means to do a mitzvah, the privilege of doing a mitzvah, that we celebrate from so long ago that they were able to be Mekayim the mitzvah, Bekum Vaseh, Behiduro, and not to be Bidiyevit, and not to be Anusim, and that we celebrate this. To this day, we celebrated that miracle, which was really, they wouldn't have done it, it wasn't their fault. So there's a sense of chashivus of the mitzvah, and it seems that is critical for the appreciation of everything else that took place. So here we have this victory, and really the victory took place on Yom Kippur. And so one would think that was the main thing. Torah mitzvah survived to Klal Yisrael. That should be the greatest, and that's taka why we say the Hallel. We say the Hallel for that, because here it says that the Hallel is Hallelu Avde Hashem, because we got rid of Antiochus. Nothing mentioned about the Menorah over here. The Posik, the Remez, Kel Hashem, Bayoer, Lona was just a Remez that on Hanukkah. But the reason is, here we don't say, here we do say, because this is what happened. But yet, to appreciate whatever, to appreciate the victory of the Hashmonoim, the destruction of Antiochus, the survival of Torah and Mitzvahs, all requires a sense of appreciation of what a mitzvah means. And I just thought that it might be an appropriate time to mention, you know, we live in a world today where mitzvahs have come easy. Some of us, those old enough, still remember when there was so much Mesiras Nefesh just to keep Shabbos. People, that there was a big, big temptation not to go to work Shabbos. Some, for many people, that was the most important day. You could make so much money on Shabbos. You had a store. That's the day people were freer from their work. So they came and they shopped and they this. It's a tremendous nesoyin. Kashrus was a tremendous nesoyin. To say that on that there's a place on Central Avenue where there's 75 to 100 kosher establishments is like Loyuma Kiya Super. There was no such thing. And the ones that were kosher, some of them used to say bosor, bosor, and they were trying to fake people out that it was bosor kosher. I still remember seeing that. You know, just all you have to do is that little pitchifka there at the end to just make it look like bosor, bosor. You're being a bit honest advertising. It was a terrible world. The level of shmiras ha-mitzvahs and memela, the mesiras nefesh for shmiras ha-mitzvahs. What people didn't do for kashrus, what people didn't do for Shabbos. People lost, who was it, great-grandfather who had 82 jobs in 2 years, because every time he didn't come in Shabbos, on Monday he was fired. And there was such Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh breeds chashivus. When something comes be yisurim, then it's choshev. I fought for it, I sacrificed for it. Today it comes very easy. And the danger is that if Shmiras HaMitzvahs comes easily and we can't fully appreciate what a privilege it is to be able to do a mitzvah, what a privilege it is to be able to learn, learning too, what was learning, what was going on, it was so shvach, it was so little, there's so much today that it's not shayach, sforim and shiurim, and it was unheard of. And mela, so we could take it for granted. And if we take it for granted and we lose that sense of privilege and appreciation for the privilege of just doing one mitzvah, then we are cholila misaken that whole sense of appreciation of the survival of Torah and mitzvahs. So we live in a certain, the extent of our success is really the greatest pitfall for trouble in terms of that take it for granted and then it doesn't mean anything. If it doesn't mean that much, we don't appreciate it so much. If we're not so machshevit, we don't give it over to others so much. We don't give it over with a passion. We don't feel a passion. There's apathy. Once there's apathy, what do I need it for? There's other things that seem to be more attractive and more alluring. So anyway, I think that's an important thing to keep in mind, that it's extremely important because of the fact that things are coming so easily, and we're not so moiser nefesh for that. Baruch Hashem, we're not complaining, but that we have to really focus on what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu privileged us to do a mitzvah. Here, we're still celebrating a privilege that a doer over 2,000 years ago was privileged to have a kiyum of the mitzvah that they could have been potu from if they couldn't do it, and they could have done it in a bidiyevedika way with the tumadika oil, but no, the lachatchila way, and here we are still today celebrating. And I might add that even those that don't celebrate or observe all the mitzvahs, they still seem to have some shaykhis to this. You'll see the electric menorahs in the window. This is what's going on. The terrace is a mitzvah's choshev. And if we have a sense of the chashivas a mitzvah, we can appreciate what it means that Torah mitzvahs will did survive and will continue to survive forevermore.